那个 donkey lost the
crown. 现在我们的这个驴好像找不到它的。
Yeah. Should be part of the nativity scene, so.
所以我们看到这个耶稣降生马槽的季节。
So yesterday we honored the Reverend Schwartz in a memorial service.
昨天追思礼拜，我们就是纪念妈咪，就是石金炉牧师。
She touched many of our lives in her love and her work for Chinese people.
在她的爱，在对中国人的这个工作里边，她真的触及了很多人的生命。
In her last recorded Sunday sermon at the church website, if you're interested.
如果你要是有兴趣的话，你可以到我们教会网站去听妈咪的最后一次讲道。
Yeah, and then of course, Mrs. Xi, her partner, always interpreted for her.
然后师母总是为妈咪翻译，他们同工很多年。
Yeah, it was about the temptation Jesus had in the wilderness.
那最后的一次，it's the last sermon he had, 就是讲到的最妈咪在这里最后一次讲到就是。耶稣在旷野的这个试探。
Yeah, how he defeated the temptation by quoting the scripture.
那耶稣是怎么样来引用经文来抵挡魔鬼，胜过试探
？And then she urged us to read the scripture, study the scripture.
所以妈咪就鼓励我们大家要去读圣经，要去读神的话。
And also she loved the prophecies and the book of Revelation.
那妈咪大家知道她对这个先知书和对预言和启示录是很有兴趣很有研究的。
And I really have a very fond memories studying the prophecies with her.
那我真的是跟有很美好的回忆就是很美好的回忆就是跟妈咪一起来那个研读一起来讨论预言。
Yeah. And then of course the book of Revelation is a difficult book to understand because it has a lot of Old Testament references.
那个启示录当然是一本比较难懂的书，因为它有很多对旧约的引用。
And because it has so many hyperlinks to the Old Testament.
其实你去看的话，它有很多的我们叫那个超连接，意思就是指向旧约。
And of course, you know hyperlinks, right?
大家都知道那个连接吧？
对、yeah. ，because when you look at your an article on your cell phone.
比如说，有的时候你在手机上你要读一个文章的话，所以你知道它有时候下边会有一个你可以点击的连接，那你点击了以后就会把你引到另外一个相关的一个定义一个文章。
There may be definitions.
或者是一些对这个词语的定义。
Related articles.
或者相关的文章。
And additional references.
或者是附加的参考资料。
So hyperlinks are very useful in getting related information.
所以呢，这个连接呢，在你得到这个额外的信息是很有用处的。
Now, like the Book of Revelation, the Bible itself actually is written with many hyperlinks.
所以就像这个启示录，其实圣经本身呢，它自己内部就是有很多的像这种超连接，彼此是引用的。
And then as you read the scripture,
就让你去读神的话。
And as you pay attention to the details and meditate on them,
如果你去注意那个细节，并且去默想神的话
，and you start to notice the connections to other passages you've read before.
所以你就会看到，哎，你读到这里就会，它会指向，也会引用到别的经文。
And you're making hyperlinks.
所以当你这样做的话，就好像在读文章，这是在一个超连接这样。
Yeah. In fact, the writers of the Bible will use patterns from existing writings.
所以呢，其实圣经的作者呢，他们的那个模式呢，也是说从过去已经有的经文里边来扩展其意义。
And then in their own writing, they will repeat them.
所以在他们自己的那个就是圣经的书卷中，有些作者他就会重复。
And then or elaborate them,
或者阐释
or even give an expanding meaning,
或者是给他那个有个扩展的意义
and that's how they create hyperlinks.
那是他们如何来创造一个新的连接
So we're going to look at one topic to make some connections.
所以今天我们就看一个主题，然后建立一些联系
And by the way, I'm going to break this topic in two sessions, so I'll come back the next time continue my session.
所以我这个主题呢会讲两次，所以下次我再讲另外一部分。
Now you know that God has an enemy, the devil.
我们都知道神有一个仇敌，一个敌人，就是魔鬼，
no, so,
魔鬼撒旦。
So let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
What ideology that God had and the devil are fighting for?
你知道这个神和这个魔鬼之间，他们争夺的 这个叫意识形态，中文翻成意识形态是什么吗？
Yeah, I'm not talking about, you know, conservative or liberal ideology.
我不是在谈这个自由派或者保守派的这个政策或者他们的那个意识形态。
Yeah. What is the fundamental belief that God has and the devil has that they are polar opposites?
那神和魔鬼之间他们那个争夺的根本信念是什么呢？他们是绝对是两极，是相反的，相对的。
Now, some might say that they're fighting for the moral principles, good versus evil.
有的人就说，哦，这个是道德原则上的对立，就是善和恶之间的争斗。
Now, indeed, we have the tendency to do good and do evil.
的确，人呢是有这个行善或者作恶的倾向。
And you might say that God wants us to do more good and the devil wants us to do more evil.
你就可能会说，哦，神想让我们行善，但是魔鬼让我们行恶。
Now, if your good deeds outrank your evil deeds, then you will go to heaven to be with God.
如果你的善行多于你的恶行，那你将来你就可以去天堂。
And then the opposite will lead you to hell to be with the devil.
那反之呢，如果你的作恶更多，你就去地狱。
Now, that may be other religions what they promote, but that's not Christianity.
那是别的宗教是这样讲，但是那个不是我们的信仰。
The Bible actually points to something else, what the cosmic struggle is about.
那圣经上其实讲到了这个宇宙间的争斗，这个真正的征战是什么？
If we understand what God and the devil are fighting for,
如果我们真正了解神和魔鬼之间，就是这场征战的最终目标。
Yeah, and then maybe we're going to change the way we see ourselves and others.
那我们就会改变我们看待自己跟看待别人的看法。
Yeah, because you and I, our mind is the battlefield.
其实你跟我的思想，这个头脑中的思想，就是神和魔鬼争斗的，他们打争斗的一个战场，好像我们。
And then if we understand it, maybe we'll change the way we live.
如果我们了解这一点，就会改变我们的，可能就会改变我们的生活方式。And
then so let's turn to the beginning, my favorite, Genesis.
所以让我们回到起初，就是我最喜欢的《创世纪》。Okay,
so Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2.
创世纪一章一到二节。
So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
So God is about to create heavens and the earth.
所以这时候呢，神是要创造天地。
Now verse 2 shows the earth before creation.
那第二节呢，就讲到这个创世之前的这个宇宙的或者这个地球的状态。
The earth was formless and empty.
它是说地是空虚，是混沌。
Formless in the original text means wasteland.
它的这个空虚，这个混沌的，就是混沌的意思，就是原意呢，就是一个荒凉之地。
A desolate empty place.
就是一个荒凉的，一个荒芜，而且是一个被弃绝的，就是一个荒凉之地。
And also the darkness over the deep water.
然后讲到说渊面黑暗，就是黑暗覆盖的深渊。
Now keep that in mind, that's the condition of a pre-creation.
所以这是创世，在神创造之前的这个状态。
It's a formless and empty.
然后就是空虚混沌。
And desolate wasteland.
就是一个 荒芜之地，没有生命的一个荒野。
Darkness and deep water.
然后渊是深渊，就是黑暗覆盖的深渊。
And then God took 7 days to create a heavens and earth in Genesis 6.
神用六天创造天地。
6 days to create a heavens and earth in Genesis 1 and 2.
所以呢，在 创世纪一章二章，神用六天创造天地。
Yeah. Now, if you read it that particularly, you will see that God created light to separate from the darkness on day one.
所以在第一天呢，你去读，神真的是创造了光，分开了光和暗。
He called light good.
然后神看称光是好的，神看光是好的。
And on day three, God created dry land to separate from the deep sea.
所以在第三天呢，神就创造了这个旱地。 把这个海跟水跟旱地分开了。
And then he called the dry land good.
然后神也称这个旱地这样子是好的。
And he created vegetation.
然后神创造了植物。
Yeah, birds and fish.
然后大鸟跟那个海洋跟那个水生物。
And animals on the ground.
然后还有地上的动物。
God called all of them good.
然后神称这一切都是好的，看着一切都是好的。
So life is flourishing in the sky, in the sea, and on the ground.
所以呢，我们就看到生命充满了天空、海洋、陆地。
Now God's creation was good.
神的创造是何情的美好。
All good except one.
都很好，但是有一样不好。
Now do you recall which one that is?
大家记得那个不好的是什么吗？
嗯。Right. The Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone.
因为神说,
I will make a helper suitable for him.
神说, 那人独居不好, 我要为他创造一个配偶来, 来帮助他。
Now, Adam being alone cannot flourish.
那亚当自己一个人是没有办法繁衍后代的。
Now, he could not multiply, be fruitful by himself.
他自己是没有办法那个生养众多, 就是遍满地面的。
So that's not what creation is about.
那个不是那个创造的本意，创造是要繁衍的。
So God created Eve for Adam.
所以呢，神为了亚当创造了夏娃。
Yeah. So from the creation narrative, what we observe is that God did not remove the pre-creation state of darkness and deep water.
所以呢，从创造的这个叙事边来讲呢，神没有完全除去创造前，神没有除去那个创造前的那个黑暗跟深渊。
He put a boundary.And created something good, the light and the dry land.
神是设立了界限，然后呢就有光，把光和暗给分开了，然后把陆地跟海洋给分开了。
He also put order in the creation from day one to day six.
所以从第一创造的第一天到第六天，神也创造了这样的一个秩序。
And then he also put order in rulership.
所以呢，神在这个管理的这个秩序上也是有秩序的。
He ruled. He God would rule with humans.
神就是让人神是管理人类。
And then humans will rule over the animals.
所以人呢是要管理世界，管理动物。
So creation is about life flourishing, abundance, and blessings.
所以呢，创造的目的呢是要让生命得以繁盛，充满祝福和生丰盈。
Now, on the side note, I got a homework for you.
然后呢，我在我的那个上面其实给大家有个作业，就是在我的侧面。
Yeah. Now, Bible does say that the pre-creation state of darkness and deep water will be removed.
那个圣经上的确是说这个创世之前的这个深渊还有这个黑暗呢是会被除掉的。
Okay. Find out where the Bible says and that's your home.
到底神在哪里讲到说最后这些黑暗跟这个深渊都会被除掉，大家如果可以回去做家庭作业去找一下是哪里圣经上哪里提到。
Yeah.Okay, now let's come to Genesis 3.
然后现在我们再回到创世纪第三章。
Okay, now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God has made.
第三章的这个第十一节，第一节讲到说，耶和华所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。
We are introduced a character from the field.
所以现在呢，我们就看到。一个新的角色，他从这个田野地里过来。
Now, God, remember that God created a garden and put Adam and Eve there.
记住神，你还记得神创造了一个美丽的伊甸园，把亚当跟夏娃放在里边。
They're supposed to fill the earth, going from garden to the field and beyond.
其实神是说你们要生养众多，遍满地面，所以他们要是从这个伊甸园再到田野，再到世界的地极，要充满。
So they're supposed to fill the garden, and then so going outward.
所以呢，神原意呢就是说他们要在这个先是这个伊甸园里面充满人类，然后再往外走。
But now there's a beast coming from the field into the garden.
但是现在有一个兽呢，就是从这个田野里进到了这个。伊甸园。
And then his goal is to undo what God has done.
所以他的目标就是要破坏神所创造的。
Now remember what creation is about is to put things in order so that life can flourish, resulting in abundant blessings.
所以本来创造的目的呢是把事情都是有次序，这样的生命可以繁衍，然后带来祝福跟丰盛。
God wants the human to continue to propagate what creation represents into the whole earth.
神就像这个创造所代表的，神的目的呢，神的原来的心意是要人可以繁衍众多，可以遍满地面。
But the serpent successfully deceived them.
但是蛇呢却成功的就是欺骗了他们。
And to eat the fruit of knowing good and bad.
他们就吃了辨别三个树的果子。
And death came into creation.
所以现在这个创造里边死亡就进来了。
Yeah. And then the result of the fall actually unravels the creation.
所以呢这个人堕落之后所带来的结果就是瓦解了这个创造。
Not only the humans eventually die physically.
最后呢，人的这个身体是死了。
But so did their original intimate relationship with God and with each other.
其实刚开始创造那个人堕落之后，首先人的灵死了，然后人的身体死。最重要的是，人和神之间的这个亲密的关系也断绝了。
Yeah, Adam blamed Eve and God.
然后首先那个亚当就责备神，为这个女人，女人就责备这个蛇。
And then the evil, of course, blamed on the serpent.
当然，那个女人就怪罪这个蛇了。
So no one wants to take the responsibility to amend their relationship.
所以没有人就是去承担责任，就是承担自己应该担的责任，去修复这个关系。
Yeah. So their initial intimate relationship really deteriorated to self-preservation.
所以，这个本身原来的这个关系呢，就变成了就开始在破坏，变成了就自我保护。
Yeah. I will define what good and evil is.
就开始自己来定义什么是善，什么是恶。
And I will choose what to protect, what is good for me and for my people.
所以我就要选择，就是说要保护我自己跟我的群体。
Even at the expense of you and your group.
即使是牺牲到你或者你的这个群体的利益。
The unraveling of the creation always brings chaos.
所以呢，当这个创造的瓦解总是伴随着混乱。
Power struggle.
权力的争斗。
And death of some kind.
某种形式的死亡。
So it's as if the fall puts us towards the pre-creation state.
所以这个堕落呢，好像又把我们放到了这个创造之前的状态。
It's the opposite of what God intended for His creation.
这和神要创造的这个目的呢，是完全相反的，初衷相反。
Yeah, but God actually leaves a glimpse of hope in the judgment to the serpent.
但是神在对这个审判当中呢，仍然给我们留下了一线希望。
Genesis 3:15.
在创世纪第三章十五节。
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Now, there's a war between the woman's side and the serpent's side.
所以现在看起来有一个女人的这一方跟蛇的这一方呢有一个争斗。
Yeah. Interesting, it's women versus serpent, not the man versus serpent.
从这一节可以看出来有趣的是这个女人跟蛇而不是说男人跟蛇。
Yeah. Because perhaps the serpent brought the battle to the humans and it came to the woman first.
因为呢，蛇呢首先向人类发起攻击，它首先是在攻击女人。
So, what the war is struggling between what serpent stands and the humans ought to stand, which is what God stands.
所以呢，这场战争代表着蛇和人类，其实人类这代表这个神的一方之间的对抗。
And the woman who failed the first temptation represents the humans in this war.
所以女人在他在第一次的试探中失败，他其实是代表着人类参与这场争斗。
Yeah. Wherever you fall, that's you will need to get up and make it right.
就是我们知道，你跌倒的地方就是你重新要站起来，让他站起来的地方。
And so God promised actually at the end, the woman's side will win.
所以神就应许说，在最后这个女人的这代表的这一方会赢。
And then as you read the Bible, you will know that Jesus lived as a perfect human being.
当我们读圣经时候，我们知道耶稣是完全的人，完美的人来生活。
Yeah, and suffered and died on the cross.
他受苦被钉十字架。
And was raised from the dead.
然后死里从三日后死从坟墓中复活。
And Jesus has the power to undo death.
所以呢，耶稣可以就是消除整个瓦解这个死亡的力量。
Yeah. And it's a picture of that the serpent bruised his heel because Jesus suffered on the cross.
所以耶稣在这个十字架上的这个所完成的一切，就代表了一个就是说那个蛇伤了这个女人的后衣，蛇伤了那个女人的后衣的脚跟。
Right. And then his resurrection actually crushed the serpent's head.
所以耶稣的复活就是真的是压碎了 伤了蛇的头。
So this cosmic struggle is about creation versus anti-creation.
所以呢，这种宇宙间的征战就代表了一个创造跟要和一个另外要毁灭创造的之间的一个征战。
Yeah, what I mean by creation is what it encompasses.
所以我所意味的这个创造就包含了
order,
包含了这个秩序
yeah, abundance,
然后丰富
yeah, blessings,
祝福
life,
还有生命
right, and the anti-creation is about chaos,
那这个对创造的这个反创造呢就是代表了混乱
desolate,
就是荒凉
and death,
还有死亡
yeah, yeah, if this sounds like what you kind of remember in John,what Jesus said in John 10,
如果这个让你想起来，是不是想起来在约书在约翰福音第十章所提到的？
The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come so that they will have life and have it to the full.
他就说，盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Now, if you are able to make that connection, you are making hyperlinks.
所以如果你可以把它连起来，实际上你就在做这个超级连接。
So, now, we know that the offspring of the woman who crushed the head of the serpent is Jesus.
我们知道这个女人的就是踩伤蛇，就是伤了这个蛇的头的女人的后裔就是主耶稣。
But the Bible also depicts the conflict between two types of people as the woman's side and the serpent's side.
但是圣经上也把两类人呢作为就是作为一个对比，就是他们之间的争斗，一个是女人的后裔，一个是蛇的后裔。
What sets them apart is that which side is that the choice that they will make.
就是他们在哪一方，就取决于他们所做的选择，他们所做的决定。
If they define what's good and bad in their own eyes.
如果他们自己来定义善恶。
And choose to protect what is good for them and their own people.
如果他们要选择就保护自己跟他自己的群体的利益。
And they can even justify doing so in the expense of others.
他们甚至可以说，他们牺牲了别人对方别人的利益，但是他们还可以找理由，好像说他们这样是做的是对的。
That will be on the serpent side.
他们其实这样的选择就让他们是在蛇的后裔的一方。
Because they will bring chaos and destruction.
因为他们带来了混乱跟这个死亡。
Yeah. So.Let's look at a very familiar battle that will be in reference of Eden's story.
所以我们另外有看一个除了另外一个我们很熟悉的一个征战。
And then you can read it entirely in 1 Samuel 17.
如果你要是有兴趣，可以去读撒母耳记上十七章。
So 1 Samuel 17 verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled at Sokol in Judah. They pitched the camp at Ephes.Dominion between Soka and Azekah.
所以呢，非利士人遭聚他们的军旅要来征战，聚集在属犹大的梭哥，安营在梭哥和亚细加中间的以弗大冕。
Now, Philistine came to battle with Israelites.
所以这个非利士人来和以色列人征战。
They assembled at a place called Sukkot, which means thorn bushes.
他们聚集的地方叫梭哥，这个梭哥的它的原意呢，在那个希伯来文的原意就是荆棘丛。
Thorn bushes depicts the ground that got cursed after Adam sinned.
所以荆棘丛就象征着亚当犯罪以后呢，地受到咒诅，地上就生出荆棘和蒺藜。
And then Philistine pitched camp at Ephes Damin, which means a boundary of blood.
他那个非利士人在后边，在那个他们所驻扎的地方叫以弗大冕。以弗大冕，它的那个原意就是边界的血的意思。
Yeah, and then this is between Sokol and Azekah. Azekah means dug over.
所以它这个以弗大冕是在梭哥和亚西加中间。亚西加的这个意思呢，就是挖掘、被挖的，像个壕沟似的。
Right. So this is a picture of Adam toiling the land to get food.
他有的就像解释说，这个被挖掘就象征了这个亚当为了获取食物而劳作的一个象征。
So Philistines camped at the boundary of blood between the thorn bushes and the ground dug over.
所以呢，非利士人他是扎营在这个荆棘丛和这个被挖掘之间的这个就是边界血的这个地方。
So it's an imagery of Adam in exile.
所以就是有点象征着这个亚当的放逐。
Now verse 2-3, Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped in the valley of Elah, and drew up their battle line to meet the Philistines. The Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another with a valley between them.
所以扫罗和以色列人也聚集在以拉谷安营，摆列队伍要与非利士人打仗。非利士人站在这边山上，以色列人站在那边山上，当中有谷。
So the valley of Elah actually means that it's a valley of oak trees.
以拉谷它的意思其实就是橡树谷，也叫。
Yeah. Oak trees have referenced when God appeared to Abraham at the oak of Morah.
所以当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候呢，神是在那个摩利的橡树里向神显，向他显现的。
Yeah. Jacob also buried his all the idols of foreign gods under the oak of Shechem.
雅各也在世界的橡树下埋葬了所有外邦的神像。
Yeah. And the oak trees are large and lush.
然后橡树我们都知道很。很大很丰盛。
Israelites camped at the valley of oak trees is a picture of abundance and blessings.
所以呢，以色列人扎营在橡树谷就象征着这样的一个丰富。
So two armies have drawn a battle line with hidden references of creation and anti-creation.
所以从某方面来看呢，这个两军之间的这个战斗呢，就好像有点在暗含着这种创世和反创世的一个之间的对立。
Okay.A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits and a span.
从非利士人营中出来一个讨战的人，名叫哥利亚，是加特人，身高6肘0 inches.
He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs, he wore bronze greaves and a bronze javelin was slung on his back.
所以呢他是头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，甲重5000色克勒，腿上有铜护膝，两肩之中有负铜，背负铜戟。
Okay, yeah. So the name Goliath actually has a root word of exile. It's a reference of the fall.
所以呢，这个哥利亚的名字，它的这个词根的意思就是流亡。它从另一方面就是有点象征了这个亚当堕落后亚当的这个特点。
So he was a giant, 9 feet 9, about 3 meters tall.
他其实非常的高，他可能有9英尺，那么就是3米之高。
His whole body armed with bronze.
所以他的整个身上都披着这个铜盔甲。
Yeah, bronze helmet, a coat of scale armor of bronze.Legs with a bronze greaves and a bronze javelin on his back.
所以呢，他有点像那个，据说他那个是青铜的啊，说他是披着青铜盔甲、青铜头盔，他那个盔甲呢是有点像鳞甲一样，青铜护腿，身上还背着一个标枪。
He looks like a large shiny serpent.
所以他那个整个那个鳞甲那个放上去，在前面走的时候有点像那个巨大的闪亮的蛇。
Right, especially that the scale, right, the coat of armor, right, the scale.
尤其是那个时候的铠甲都是鳞片的，所以在那个上面真的是像那个鳞似的在发光。
He came to denounce publicly the Israel's army and their God.
他就是出来公开的亵渎以色列的军队和他们的神。
So he not only bent on the destruction of the people of God.
所以他不仅要毁灭神的子民
，He also the defamation of the name of God，
而且他亵渎神的名。
So the little David came out to fight the giant。
那看起来那个身量很小的这个大卫就出来跟这个巨人哥利亚打仗。
Yeah, but David said this before the battle。
那个大卫在上战场之前这样说。
He said that in verse 45 said, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied."
大卫在17:45说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。
This is the day.This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel.
今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
So David is saying is that, hey, your weapon is to, in this fight, is your sword, your spear, and javelin.
所以大卫就说，你的工具，你的武器就是这个刀枪和铜戟。
But my weapon is the name of the Lord, the God that you defied.
但是我的武器就是耶和华万军之耶和华的名，就是你所要亵渎的圣名。
And I will strike you down and cut off your head.
我今日必杀你，斩你的头。
Yeah, and then said, you know the story, right?
大家都知道这个后边的故事的结局。
Yeah. David put a stone and a sling and struck Goliath and game over.
大卫就一个小石头就把这个一块石头就把这个哥利亚杀了，然后。
Yeah, and then if you read the chapter, the author puts a lot of emphasis on Goliath's head.
然后。其实你仔细的去读这个十七章，这个作者其实很多次描述到这哥利亚的头。
The stone struck on his forehead.
然后一个是那个石头打到这个哥利亚那个头的前额。
David pulled out the Goliath sword and cut off his head.
然后大卫就把哥利亚的刀给拿出来砍了他的头。
And then David went to see Saul still holding his head.
然后那个大卫就拿着哥利亚的头去见扫罗。
And David took his head and brought to Jerusalem.
然后再后来呢，大卫又把那个哥利亚的头拿到耶路撒冷。
You kind of wonder that if Goliath's dead is that's good enough, why do we need to mention so many heads?
为什么要这么多次提到哥利亚的头呢？
I think the author tried to paint David as a snake crusher.
然后我想，这个作者大概是要把这个大卫描述成一个就是专门是那个击蛇人，就是把这个蛇给打死了。
Yeah.So now David knows God so well that he puts his trust in God when he faced the giant.
所以大卫他信靠神，所以当他面对巨人的时候，他的信心在神身上。
Now I would not be surprised if he had a little bit of a fear, just like other Israelites.
所以如果他里边有一点点的像别的以色列人有一点害怕，我是不会感到惊讶。
But the difference is that his faith is greater than his fear.
但是不同的是，他的信心超过了他的恐惧，胜过了他的恐惧。
Yeah, faith is trusting God in the midst of fear.
所以信心是在你即使有恐惧、有害怕当中，你仍然信靠神。
Okay, I'm going to show another example.
另外一个例子
about this reference about the creation versus the anti-creation.
然后我们看到这个创世跟反创世的这样子一个之间的争斗，一个征战。
Yeah, this is in the book of Exodus.
这是在出埃及记。
The introduction says that this is happened after hundreds of years after children of Israel migrate to Egypt.
这是在以色列人他们已经迁移到了这个埃及地之后的几百年。
Exodus 1:7.
所以出埃及记第一章第七节讲到。
But the Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly, increased in numbers, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them.
说以色列人生养众多，并且繁茂，极其强盛，满了那地。
Do you hear the echo of the creation story?
你有听到这个创世纪的这个回响吗？
Remember God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
记得神告诉亚当跟夏娃说，你要生养众多，遍满地面吗？
Verse 8 continues, Then a new king to whom Joseph meant nothing came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to his people.The Israelites have become far too numerous for us.
有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及，对他的百姓说：“看哪，这以色列人民比我们还多。”
Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous. And if war breaks out, will join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country.
看哪，又比我们强盛。来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们，恐怕他们多起来。日后若遇什么征战的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地去了。
Now the deal shrewdly with them sounds like that crafty serpent in Genesis 3.
这个说用巧计待他们，像不像那个创世纪第三章中那个狡猾的蛇呢？
Pharaoh saw Israelites as an existential threat to Egypt.
然后这个法老就觉得这个以色列人这么多，对他们的国家是一个威胁。
So he wants them diminished.
所以他就希望以色列的人口能够减少。
Then continues, so they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread.So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites.
于是埃及人派督工去辖制他们，加重担苦害他们。他们就是，
只要
他们要为建哦，只是越发苦害他们，他们越发多起来，越发蔓延。埃及人就因以色列人愁烦。
Mm-hmm. And worked them ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter with harsh labor in brick and mortar, and with all kinds of work in the fields.In all their harsh labor, the Egyptians worked them ruthlessly.
埃及人严严的使以色列人做工，使他们因做苦工觉得命苦。无论是和泥，是做砖，是做田间各样的工，在一切的工上都严严的待他们。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Pharaoh oppressed the Israelites ruthlessly in harsh labor in the field.
所以这个法老呢，就真的是压迫这个以色列人，就严严的待他们，让他们在田野做工。
Yeah. It's an imagery of the curse to Adam Genesis 3.
所以这个就像是这个受诅咒之后，这个亚当跟夏娃他们就被这个咒诅，被这个罪所带来的结果严严的压制。
So through the painful toil, he will labor in the field and to get food to survive.
所以他只有汗流满面，才能够糊口。
He will labor hard by sweat and by his brow until he returns to the ground.
所以他要汗流满面才能糊口，直到归了土。
Now, so the Pharaoh will force the Israelites to harsh labor until they die.
所以这个法老就让这个以色列人这个严严让他们做苦工，一直到他们死。
Then Pharaoh had another shrewd idea.
然后法老还有另外一个巧计。
He told the Hebrew the midwives to kill the baby boys.
他就让这个希伯来人的收生婆去把这个男孩都杀了。
Now that's genocide.
那个其实就是种族屠杀。
Yeah, but the midwives feared God and would not cooperate.
但是收生婆他们敬畏神，就没有听法老的话。
And then there is a very interesting comment.
在那里边有一个很有意思的注释。
In verse 21,
就是二十一节。
And because the midwives feared God, He gave them families of their own.
所以这里说，收生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。
God blessed the midwives with families of their own.
所以呢，神就祝福了收生婆，让他们有自己的家庭。
If you honor God and choose a procreation, God will honor you with a creation.
所以呢，当你如果尊敬神来选择生命的话，选择这个创造这样的生命，神也会赐福你。
So this is the introduction of the book of Exodus that depicts a Pharaoh as a serpent with a link to the creation narrative.
所以呢，在创世纪的出埃及记的第一章呢，就有其实是这个是一个序言，把法老呢其实描绘就是暗喻成一条蛇，跟这个创世纪的第三章是有一个连接的。
Okay. Now 80 years later.
又过了八十年。
God appeared in a burning bush to Moses to commission him to rescue his people.
神在燃烧的那个烧着的荆棘中呼召摩西，让他去把他的百姓拯救带出来。
And then if you remember, there was a conversation, and Moses objected five times that he would not want to go.
然后你知道这个神跟摩西之间有对话，那摩西有五次都拒绝了神，就是他说他不要去。
And then we're going to look at the third objection.
然后我们看第三个摩西说他不去的理由，他反对要去的理由。
It's in the verse. It's in the chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
在出埃及记第四章一到二节。
Then Moses answered, But behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say, The Lord has not appeared to you. Then the Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? He said, A staff.
摩西回答说，他们必不信我，也不听我的话，必说，耶和华并没有向你显现。耶和华对摩西说，你手里是什么？他说，是杖。
And he said, Throw it on the ground. So he threw it on the ground, and then it became a serpent, and Moses ran from it. But the Lord said to Moses, Put out your hand and catch it by the tail. So he put out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his hand.
好像耶和华对摩西说，把它丢在地上，他一丢在地上，杖就变成一条蛇。摩西逃走避开了。耶和华对摩西说，伸出手来，拿住他的尾巴。摩西就伸出手抓住他，他就在摩西的手掌中变为杖。
That they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you.
为了要使他们信耶和华他们的祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，曾向你显现。
Now, if I saw my staff turning to a snake, I would run like Moses.
如果我看到我手中的杖变成了蛇，我肯定像摩西那样跑开。
And that's a normal reaction.
那是一个正常的反应。
But what's interesting is that Moses picked up the snake by the tail.
但是刚才我们看到有意思的是，摩西竟然抓住了那个蛇的尾巴，然后他又变成了杖。
Yeah, now would you?
你会去抓那个蛇的尾巴吗？
Now, to be honest, okay, I would not, because I don't like snakes.
诚实的讲，我不会，因为我不喜欢蛇。
Yeah. But I'm sure that he still was in fear when he picked it up.
我想那个摩西大概在用手去抓那个蛇尾巴的时候，他心里面还是有害怕的。
God has put Moses' lives in danger.
神将摩西的生命好像放在危险之中。
But Moses had some faith in trusting God.
但是摩西还是有些信心的，他信靠神。
If you trust God, and God will give you the power to overcome the snake.
如果你信靠神，神会给你力量来那个克服这种对蛇的恐惧。
Now counter the power of chaos, God will put things in order and bring out life.
神要这个逆转抵挡这个混乱的力量，将万物恢复秩序。
Yeah, the snake is crafty, is shrewd, but God gives you the wisdom to choose right.
所以这个蛇是又狡猾又奸诈，但是神会给你那个力量来面对。
Now in our relationships, that it's easy to point fingers at other people that behave like the serpent, the offspring of the serpent.
所以在我们的人生中呢，我们很容易对那个像蛇的后裔，像这个来对他指责，来。
Yeah, they're selfish and then only seek for their own benefits at my expense.
他们自私，只寻求自己的利益，不顾及我的，就是以我的代价来牺牲我的代价来顾及自己的利益。
If that happens, let's first examine ourselves before we pick the speck of the other person.
所以在指责别人之前，我们先来审视自己，你是不是只看到别人眼中的刺？
Maybe we have a plank in our own eyes.
可能我们眼中有良目呢。
Maybe I'm also seeking for my own benefit at others' expense.
也许我也是在要牺牲别人的利益来寻求自己的别人的利益来寻求自己的利益呢。
And seeking out our own benefits at the expense of others is our natural tendency.
以他人的利益，牺牲他人利益来满足自己，这其实是人的天性。
But it will always bring chaos, power struggle, and death of some kind.
但是这样总是会带来混乱、权力斗争和某种形式的死亡。
No. Instead, can we choose a way to promote the flourishment of both parties?
我们是否可以选择一种方式，使双方都能够好起来，都能够繁荣？
That requires wisdom.
这就需要智慧。
Now, can I ask God for that kind of wisdom?
我可以向神求这种智慧。
Now, my wife and I wanted to help our daughter Priscilla to make decisions, to make good decisions, to help her flourish in her life.
我们也想要帮助我们的女儿馨乐，在做出明智的这个选择，让她的生命可以。就是可以丰盛。
When she was able to make decisions in elementary school,
当她在小学开始自己开始做一些决定的时候，
yeah, we started to give her options and explaining the consequences of each.
我们就开始给她一些选择的机会，然后告诉她选择的后果。
You can practice today. You can practice violin today, 15 minutes, or tomorrow, 30 minutes.
你今天如果就是练小提琴呢，就只15分钟。如果今天不拉。明天再拉30分钟。
Whatever she chose, we will reinforce the consequence.
不管她选择什么，我们说到的，我们就会执行那个后果。
Now sometimes she would not like the consequence and would like to negotiate.
她有的时候不喜欢那个后果，就想跟我们讨价还价。
Yeah. Now we will tell her the rule.
我们告诉她这个就是这个规则。
But we also show her leniency at our discretion.
但是有的时候呢，我们也会给她一些那个，给她一些恩典，给她宽容。
Yeah, okay, so you can practice today for 25 minutes.
说好吧，那今天呢，就这一次就给你一次机会，让你只练25分钟。
Yeah. She will experience the consequence that she chose, as well as the grace.
所以呢，她会经历她自己选择的后果，有时候也会经历恩典。
Instead of making her life miserable by our iron fist authority.
所以我们不是用这个铁腕的这个权威来让她的生活很痛苦。
Yeah. We want to guide her and in choices she made.
我们想引导她做出一个选择，一个正确的选择。
And we provide recommendations in the choices she could make.
然后在她那个选择中，我们也给她建议。
We also build a trust that will last for a long time.
然后我们之间也是想要建立这种信任，我们有一个长期的彼此之间的信任。
Yeah. Now when she would now she would discuss with us with all the choices that she faced, on her own.
所以她现在呢，她就是已经成人了，她需要做选择，她也会常常跟我们讨论。
And we are so glad that we can be her sounding board.
所以我们很高兴，她也会咨询我们，会问我们的意见。
Now, what about the people that's in our lives that seems to promote their own benefit at our expense?
那对于那些想要牺牲我们的利益来保存他们自己的利益的人，在我们生命中遇到这样的人，我们该怎么面对呢？
Yeah, that is a tough one to deal with.
这个其实不容易。
Now, the easiest way is to fight back.
最简单的方式就打回去。
And that will lead us to the path of chaos and power struggle.
但是这样的话就会带来混乱，带来一个彼此之间的一个 不和谐跟争斗。
Yeah. Now, we do need guidance from God.
我们需要神的引导。
Pray for that person.
为那个人祷告。
Because our struggle is not against the flesh and blood.
因为我们的征战不是在乎那个血气。
But it's against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
而是在空中掌权的恶者的那个恶魔的势力。
The other person may not see what they're doing.
然后另外一个就是问题，就是这样做的人，他们可能都没有看到自己本身的问题。
Yeah, so pray to God that they may see what they're doing.
所以就为他们祷告，求神开他们的眼，让他们看到他们自己的问题。
And pray for wisdom and how to say, how to do ourselves.
所以求神给我们智慧，我们如何来面对，如何来讲，如何来做。
Yeah, and then also seek a spiritual counsel or professional counsel if needed.
就是真的寻求那个属灵的智慧，或者有的时候你需要这个比较艰难的情况，专业的这个人员也可以。
Mm-hmm, yeah. And sometimes people will criticize us.
有的时候人会批评你。
Yeah, whether it's our inability,
不管是我们的能力不够
or lack of our accomplishment,
或者你的那个成就不够高
or our behaviors or attitude,
或者是你的行为跟态度。
Our tendency is to fight back.
所以我们的天然倾向就是反击。
And maybe we can ask God to give us a patience and wisdom,
求神给我们智慧和耐心。
And listen to what they say, and then also distinguish whether it's a fact or opinion.
听他们说的话来辨别说他们说的这些话他们说的是真是这样吗是事实吗还是说只是意见、
A fact is a conclusion that can be verified or proven to be true or false.
事实是可以验证的结论能够证明是真的或是假的、
An opinion is a personal view that is subjective and vary from person to person.
所以意见呢是个人的看法是主观的因人而异。
Hey, Elder Pang, you know, your sermon is boring.
我有的人说，哎呀，庞长老，你的讲道真的很枯燥。
Is that a fact or opinion?
那个是事实呢，还是意见，还是想法
？It's a... okay.
是一个事实。
My wife agrees. I agree with her. It is a fact.
我太太这么说呢，我也同意我的太太是事实。
Because I've already seen that I have put some of you already to sleep.
因为我看已经把你们其中有些人弄睡了。
那。Some say, hey, how come you only have one child? You know, you should have more children.
有人就说，哎，你怎么只有一个孩子？你应该多要点孩子。
Is that a fact or opinion?
那个是事实呢，还是一个还是一个想法？
It's opinion.
那是一个，就是一个意见，一个想法。
Now, we should prioritize the facts, even if they hurt us.
我们其实应该对这个事实呢，对这个真实的情况，我们要把它放在首位，即使这个。真相让我们觉得不舒服。
Yeah. So but for opinions, we should listen to the intent of that comment.
对于就是对方的想法跟意见，我们要去思想这个背后他的一个意图，他的想法是什么。
They may have said it out of cares and concerns.
他们也许他们的这种想法是出于他们的真正的关心和在意。
Okay. Now our young adult Bible study group is currently.Learning about practical ways to build healthy relationships.
那现在的这个年轻的就是青年的青年团契，他们在学习如何建立健康的关系。
Yeah, we meet on Friday if you're interested.
如果你有兴趣，就是我们周五晚上聚会。
Yeah, now I've learned a lot, and they really help me.
我自己本身学到了很多东西，对我很有益处。
Now sometimes we don't have the necessary skills to love well.
有的时候。我没有足够的能，就是这样的能力去爱别人。
Practical tools like this one can help us see things differently.
所以这样实用的工具可以帮助我们用不同的角度来看问题。
Yeah, and then act differently with a wise approach.
所以采取不同的行动，智慧的应对。
Yeah, keep learning and growing in spiritual maturity.
继续的学习和成长，追求在属灵上成熟。
Now, God created this world to flourish life.
神创造了这个世界，让生命得以繁茂。
The only way to flourish is to submit to God.
真正的让我们的有一个丰盛的生命是对神顺服。
To learn from Him what is good, what is evil.
从神的眼光 来看待善恶。
So that we can get wisdom from him to rule with him.
所以从神那边得到智慧，照着神的心意来治理管理这个世界。
But now unfortunately we did not follow that path.
但是人类却没有走这条道路。
The consequence is the reversal of the creation.
所以呢，这个堕落所带来的结果呢，就是创造的一个颠倒。
It brought in a chaos, a desolate, and death.
带来混乱、荒凉和死亡。
But God loves us so much that He did not want us to be on that path.
但是神爱我们，他不想让我们走在那条灭亡的道路上。
He sent His Son to set an example how to live.
他差遣他的儿子来到世间，向我们展现了如何活的一个榜样。
And to die for our sins and was resurrected back to life.
然后耶稣为了我们的罪死在十字架上，也从死里复活。
And whosoever believes in him shall not perish and have eternal life.
所以使一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So in this Advent season, let us contemplate the reason of Christmas.
所以在这个降临节，我们已经进入降临节的时期，让我们来思考圣诞节的真正意义。
Jesus, the offspring of the woman, came to give us abundant life.
所以耶稣他是女人的后裔，他来是要给我们丰富的、丰盛的生命。
Now, if any of you that have not really received Jesus,
如果我们其中没有人真正的接受主耶稣，
I'd like to invite you to seriously consider the salvation that Jesus is offering during this, Advent season.
所以你，请你如果有来认真严肃的来思考耶稣所带来的救恩，尤其是在这个降临节的季节。
Talk to a Christian, if you like.
可以跟你的周围认识的基督徒来讲谈。
And I will also make myself available for you.
如果你愿意跟我谈，我也很高兴。
And Jesus is coming back, and that's the second advent.
耶稣会再来，那是第二次的降临。
So in between the two advents,
在这两个降临之间，耶稣的到来之间。
So let us live wisely, so we don't squander what God has given to us.
所以让我们来有智慧的生活，不要浪费神给我们的，不管是生命、时间，还是所有的财富都好。
If you lack wisdom, right, ask the one who will generously give wisdom.
所以如果我们中间有缺少智慧的，我们可以向那位慷慨，就是厚赐于众人的神来求。
And then we need wisdom to deal with the difficult people. They tend to bring a chaos to our lives.
然后我们也要有智慧来跟那些难以相处的人不好的来相处，有的时候他会给生命中带来很多的不和睦和挑战。
And then let us continue putting our faith in God.
让我们继续的持续的来信靠神。
Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is also available to us.
因为那个使耶稣从死里复活的大能也是给我们的。
And then we can always come boldly to the throne of grace.
所以我们可以坦然地来到施恩宝座前。
So that we can receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of our need.
所以在我们需要的时候，在我们做我们随时的帮助，我们可以得恩惠蒙怜悯。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this gift that you have given to us in your Son Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们谢谢你，父啊，我们谢谢你，你给我们这个最好的礼物，就是主耶稣基督。
You came to show us how to live.
主耶稣基督，你来到这个世间，向我们展示如何来过人生。
And to point us the way that we can really defeat the serpent.
告诉我们一条道路，我们真的可以真的击败这个仇敌的攻击，就是蛇的后裔。
So give us the wisdom that we earnestly seek.
求你给我们这样的智慧，让我们真的是全心的来寻求你。
Learn how to learn to live with a flourished life.
让我们过一个丰盛的生命。
And then just to remove us from how we will just our normal tendency to fight back.
就是让我们不要有那种要打回去的这种天然的反应。
And we know that it is difficult, but your power is available to us.
但是我们知道不容易，但是你的大能让我们可以。
Thank you, Lord, to give us this gift. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
父啊，谢谢你给我们这样子宝贵的礼物。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。